Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Susie just mentioned all the days she's off already. She claims she was taking care of the grandchild the other day. Now she's taking 2 more days off.
3. No, 2.
Let's review. Sunday, Monday is 2.
Sunday I always work, and Monday I always work.
That doesn't concern us.
So I'm taking Sunday and Monday off.
Take Saturday and Sunday off.
I'm already off Saturday, but and I told you on the down low, and I'm not supposed to make a big deal out of this because I was reprimanded by my daughter.
Yeah.
She's doing a very special thing. We're going to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And
nice.
She's going to be giving her marrow, her bone marrow, to someone. But she doesn't want a big deal about it.
What a great thing that we can't talk about.
Oh, my God. I know that we can't talk about. Maybe I'll convince her. I'll strong arm her tonight.
Could we get her on to talk about? I'm
being
very serious.
I know you are. And that's the one thing. We were having a conversation with the nurse because it's quite a lot of preparation.
Oh, yeah.
And Josie said, I have one thing to say. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. She's going to be so mad.
I hate my mother.
No, she said, I don't want my mom to turn this into a news story.
Yeah.
But
too late.
I didn't mean to. I've said it off the air to people, but
did we force you?
No.
I don't want to upset Josie, so I understand that. But
it's remarkable.
It is. And you should be immensely proud.
I am. She's very brave and very generous.
Is she adopted? Dave, I mean, it can't be a blood relative, right?
It's possible. She didn't get a whole lot of Susie on the genes.
She's my kid.
Yeah.
I love her to pieces. Anyway, I'll be back Tuesday.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, see you. We have 2 big memories in Vikings history today. 2 big memories. One, you know, you're going to get both. When I tell you how long ago they were. That's my prediction.
Okay.
The first one is the harder one. What infamous, and I'm giving you a clue now by using the word infamous. What infamous moment happened with the Vikings January 9th, 2005?
January 9th, 2005. Was that
infamous?
Was that Randy mooning the crowd in Green Bay?
That's a disgusting act.
Thank you.
Because it did look like he was wiping his butt on the
on the goalpost?
On the goal. Well, it's on the, what's the cushion thing called? Around the
cushion?
The cushion?
We just call it
the cushion?
The pad?
The pad. It looked like he was wiping his booty. That was
he had the dance going.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't just pulling the pants down. He was shimmying a little bit. You know,
is that how you wipe your booty?
That is. I dance.
You just have a cushion in the bathroom.
I play the Bee Gees. You know, and I, you know, and then I go a little Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, that's very nice.
By the way, we haven't even identified the music theme yet.
No, you have not.
We better. Casey and the Sunshine Band. I play 70s hits while I'm going to the bathroom. That's a disgusting act. Joe Buck. All the Vikings fans are still mad at Joe Buck. Joe Buck. Over the last 20 years, is one of the 2 or 3 greatest sports announcers, without a doubt, any hesitation. Kevin Harlan is also in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joe Buck called what most people were thinking, which I'm still not convinced. Maybe Randy actually meant that too, but we've all just bought because Randy's our guy. and we hope Randy's doing extraordinarily well right now. I mean that. But it was a morning. That's straight cash, homie. That's how, you know, our guy Kotler even wrote about the guy who went out to Care 11. And he waited in the cold, waited. Everybody was waiting for Randy. And then the guy realized Randy's coming out the other door at Winter Park. Randy, how about that fine? I don't care. How are you going to pay for it? Straight cash, homie.
That's right. Straight cash.
Just a phenomenal line.
It was outstanding.
Phenomenal line.
And even Joe Buck since then has gone back and said, okay, I went a little far.
Yeah.
Once he learned the backstory of Green Bay fans
all
mooning
like
the opposing buses as they're coming through.
What a bunch of Neanderthals when you're thinking, hey, it's freezing out. I'm going to lower the trowel and show my booties. And I got to be honest.
What are you talking about?
I got to be honest. I don't think many of them look like Sydney Sweeney's booty.
Have you seen Sydney Sweeney's booty?
Pretty much. I mean, most pictures.
I think she keeps it covered up very well.
Yes, she does. She's delicate. What happened January 9th, 1977?
77, January 9th. That had to be a loss in the big game.
That's the last big game they've played in. That would be the Oakland Raiders, where the Vikings lost. And I don't remember if the Vikings had the ball first and then they had to punt, but the Raiders had the ball. And I think the Raiders had the ball first, and here comes Ray Guy. And Ray Guy, even though this is in the 70s, still might be the greatest punter ever. Like, he was one of the rare, in that era, punting was just an afterthought. Just showed how smart and unique Al Davis was. That they draft Ray Guy. I can still see it. Fred McNeil, one of the great Vikings linebackers, with Matt Blair. And that's still Jeff Seaman, I believe. They block it. And I'm pretty sure it was on second down. Not Chuck. But Brent McClanahan had the ball, and he fumbled, and that ended it. There's been no fun since. There has been no Super Bowl fun since, because the Raiders manhandled the Minnesota Vikings, as they really were manhandled in every Super Bowl. Chiefs manhandled them. Dolphins manhandled them. Steelers for sure manhandled them. And the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders, you forget how good the Raiders were. You forget how great all those teams were in the AFC at that time, when the Steelers were great. The Dolphins were great. The Raiders were great. NFC, you had the Vikes. You had the Rams. The Vikings kept beating. And you had the Redskins a little bit. I don't know if anybody. St. Louis Cardinals briefly. But that was it. They would lose, 32-14, I think?
32-14. The guy punt happened, the block happened a little bit later than you remember.
Oh, is that right?
There were four possessions before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's 0-0 at that point.
It was
0-0.
Okay. The Raiders missed a 29-yard field goal on their first possession. They got
the
ball
drove.
First.
Yeah.
Vikings 3-and-out in the punt. Raiders get a first down, then punt again. Vikings get a first down, then punt. And then came a 3-and-out. The Ray guy block. Punt blocked. Chuck Foreman runs for 1 yard.
Second
Brent
down,
McClanahan.
Right? That's my memory. Second.
Minus the yard, fumbles, recovered by Willie Hall. Ball game.
Ball game. That's the Willie Brown interception. That's Sammy White getting his head taken off. Was that Jack Tatum or was that, it wasn't Lester Hayes. Was that maybe George Atkinson? Maybe that's who it is. Just coming across the middle of the field, Francis throws it to Sammy White. And it, briefly, if you're watching on TV, and our TVs were just all so crappy back then, you thought, wait a second, Sammy White just lost his head. His head is laying there on the ground.
Rolling around in the helmet.
Because this is, I think, the year before the Daryl Stingley hit from Jack Tatum. And they have not been to a Super Bowl since. Let's continue a little Vikings history. When you think Vikings history, and they're in the playoffs right now. And they are going to defeat the Los Angeles Rams Monday night, guaranteed. Put it down in ink.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
Well, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, as you predicted, they have to win this one.
Exactly. So I have to stay with this. Now, where the game's going to be played, I'm not guaranteeing that. They got to decide by tomorrow, don't they?
I would think, if not at the end of today.
Right.
There's a lot of setup that needs to be done.
And there's a lot of setup not Tempe. It should be in Tempe. They should go to Sun Devil Stadium. They're going to Glendale. Beneath us. Go to Tempe. Go to the home of the Devils. Be a beautiful night to have a game outside. Come on. Go to the house that Chad Hartman and Pat Tillman built.
I'd go with the house that Herm built.
Get out of here. They need hotels all across L.A. for people to stay. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Jamie Ukas was amazing with us last hour. Podcast that. She was phenomenal. When you think of Vikings playoff memories, what comes to mind? And then also I'm going to toss out another word that is associated, for me, with January 9th, 1977. The word is sketchy. I will explain when we come back. Can I go back to a few texts, too, here? Susie likes whatever Joel Maturi will buy her. no awning keeps the Sweet Martha cookies warm. Okay. Can I say it again? They're the most overrated food item at the fair. And they're fine. They're fine. Okay. But they're so hyped, they're overrated. They're any other time of year, if you have them, as a chocolate chip cookie, there are six. I'm a chocolate chip aficionado. I don't hate chocolate chips like that scumbag Adam Carter.
Yeah, pro oatmeal.
Yeah. So when you tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock, no, this guy thinks chocolate chip cookies are overrated.
Also hates Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And hates Reese's Peanut Butter
Cups.
Don't
let that slip.
Think about this show. Jordana is the only decent person on that show. Hates Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies okay. And David Josephson doesn't think pets are members of your family.
That's right.
Every one of those is a fact. We've never sounded so good. We're humanitarians.
There's a reason you're at 18.
We're Desmond Tutu compared to those folks. Buck has grown on me so much in the past 10 years. Hated him then, my goodness, he's funny. Joe Buck is very funny, very talented, and is an all-time, when he's done, whatever he's done, he's going to finish as one of the 10 greatest national TV broadcasters. I told this to Harlan the other day, and I mean this. Kevin Harlan is the greatest radio play-by-play basketball football announcer ever. And he's really, really, really good on TV also. But he wasn't sure where he was going to be. He was guessing Monday, so you're not going to get him here in town because you'll get my guy Yada. Because the fan has the rights. But if he's not working that game, you're going to run some errand, or there's going to be some playoff game, maybe next week. Because next week's the best weekend of football, in my opinion. You get the four games. Almost always two of them are spectacular. Just hope you're in the car, and one's coming down the end, and it's Harlan and probably Kurt Warner, because nobody's better than them. Playoff game, nonsense, whatever. He's just that damn good. More text. What about the Drew Pearson catch? Well, yeah, that was just, I think that's December 28th, 1975. We ended up with my father at Francis's house that day because his dad died during the game. How about that? Probably, that was their last great, great team. The team went to the Super Bowl the next year. They were kind of all hanging on. But that year, that was the year Chuck had all the yardage, and it's Rashad's first year, and the offense, we were juggernaut, and Dallas wasn't that good that year. I mean, even with the horrible call, they should have just won that game. But that's for sure, Dominic, the Minneapolis miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Huge one, right? Ray Guy hit the gondola at the Houston Astrodome as a challenge. 41 donut. How about that one?
Yeah.
How about that one? I still remember that. We were relatively new in the house, watching it, and in a blink of the eye, it's 21-0. And this one, Brewer and I are still together, and he texts me and goes, no, he called me, I think during the break. He goes, can you effing believe what has happened? Because at that time, my greatest source on the team by far was Chris Carter. And Chris Carter, off the record, would say, would be honest and say, we got a problem this week, like if the team was better. And he told me, I was out there, this one I used to go to Winter Park all the time. Actually was a reporter. He told me twice, he goes, you know, I don't BS you. We're just better. And we're going to win this easy.
Didn't turn out that way.
It was easy.
Kerry Collins had a day.
It was a bit easy for the other team. 41-0. Yeah, the call to Belmont. Yeah, we can go down that road, too. And listen, my boy P.A. is still one of my great, great friends. I think P.A. is a tremendous football announcer. He's perfect for the Vikings. He's had great calls. Vikings, other playoff memories. Bobby Bryant blocking the field goal, Tom Dempsey's field goal. Getting blown out by the Philadelphia Eagles after the Minneapolis Miracle. Of course, the two most famous games of all the last 25 years are at the top of the list. Anderson hasn't missed a kick in 2 years. Everything about that game.
I know.
I sat in the stands that game. I went with my sister's first husband, Dave Nolan. He was like a brother to me. And it was huge. We used to watch tons of Vikings games when I was younger, and I thought, I want to sit in the stands and watch the Vikings go to the Super Bowl. Well, Dave, because he was such a fan. And we were on the side of the field where when Denny and Billick decide to go for it, and they're up 20-7, where Chuck Smith beats Stussy. And again, second Burrow reference. He's on later today at 3. Why don't I just do a promo? even though Jason's about to come in, you know, Jason's next. We'll just promote various afternoon shows. Burrow and I had that debate about because I had no problem with them. I still never had a problem with them. They were an offensive juggernaut, but it did totally change the game, right? Robert, our guy, Robert Smith, running out of bounds when he shouldn't have run out of bounds. And, of course, taking the knee. And it was a great Atlanta team.
Yeah. And with all of that, they still should have won the game.
They still should have won the game. And then the Saints game.
Bounty Gate.
Where I'm there with advertising guru to the show, Patrick Hunt.
Ooh.
Who is an absolute passionate Packers fan. And so when Favre kept going down, and he's conditioned merrily, his tremendous wife and his amazing kids, that Favre's faking it. And I'm there with, I think Q was advised, but I'm there with Hunter Griffin. We're like, are you seeing him? Like, you know, it wasn't like me, Mr. Helgehorns.
I'm sure when he was a Packer, Brett's just tougher than the rest of them.
I'm like, Patrick, his upper body's going away with, oh, he's an actor.
Yeah.
And Maggie and Henry are going along with it. We would then find out it was Bounty Gate. Yeah, so plenty of Vikings memories. A guy who's not a Minnesotan.
No, far from it.
He's a Chicagoan.
Yep. Then a Wisconsinite.
Then a Wisconsinite. And he's really a Packer fan. Mark, he faked. He's at the St. Thomas game last night. He doesn't care.
Mm-mm.
He's at the Gopher game the other day. He doesn't care. There had to be some Instagram reason he was at these games, right?
That or he's on the payroll for Marquette. He's scouting opponents.
Yes, he is. Just remember that when he's taking you home every day, because this is where he should be. He's not one of us. All right, 2 points here.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
These 2 points are first for Dave. So you just came in here, but the first 2 points are for Dave.
Okay.
What is the music theme of the day that I'm asking now at 2:39?
Yeah, and asking after we didn't play a song. That's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to nail it. The theme was coming together. A lot of songs about coming together because we saw the presidents do that today. And frankly, it would be nice if we could see that in Los Angeles with the fires.
Yeah, it would be nice. And then how is it possible that 2 days ago he used the reference, slapping machine?
Spanking machine.
The spanking machine, excuse me, the spanking machine. And that's not in the open?
It'll make it, don't worry.
I mean,
it's been isolated.
You got to save this stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I need a whole batch of items, okay?
Yeah. Oh, in other words, stay out of my lane.
I provide a lot of material.
You do? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, I know my job here.
So I was indisposed, but then later in the day yesterday, I started looking at the
machine. Why do you do that?
I'm amused. I care about the station.
Come
on. I care about this. I bleed.
Oh my gosh,
I bleed.
Is someone saying something bad about me at 4:48?
WCC Radio Gold.
That's what I all day I'm logging on to the text line. What are people saying?
Yeah, that's it. I don't go out anywhere. I don't talk to anybody. I have to wait for a text to come in. What would our colors be? 651-461-9226. I think we should have a mascot.
All right.
And we should have colors. What would our Dave Harrigan? This is more in your lane than my lane. In Jason's lane also.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of laneless here. What would our colors be? I mean, I'd like to say.
Like this show or the station?
Station. I think red, white, and blue, of course.
That's fair.
We're Americana.
Right now, we've got the banner behind you. A nice solid blue with the yellow lettering.
Time for a refresh. I don't love that.
Yeah. You don't love it? I bet we paid someone $50,000. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
To come up with this.
I just went through a personal branding exercise with an agency that did create colors for me.
What colors do you have now?
One is sand. Another is cherry.
Hold on a second. Sand?
As exciting as sand.
Cherry tomato.
tune in to Jason DeRusha. He's as dynamic as
sand. You're
going
to love it. Once it's released, you're going to love it.
Sand and cherry?
Sort of like, I don't know. It's like my usual color palette, kind of the earth tones, jewel tones.
Yeah. What colors, when Alyssa sees you and says, and she's had a couple cocktails, obviously, first.
Sure.
She says, you look good. What are the colors she likes in you?
I think this blue, it's sort of a...
That's good.
We're both wearing about the same color.
Yeah.
Here. It's not navy. It's not turquoise. It's whatever's in the middle. Royal?
Yeah.
Royal blue?
Yeah, royal.
Naturally.
Yeah. Of course.
Naturally. Courtside.
Of course. Courtside. You were there. We'll talk about that. So I'm looking at the text.
Yeah.
Were you ripping Jimmy Carter?
No.
What were you doing? You're glad. Would you say you're glad he's dead? I mean, what did I miss?
Well, at his age, I am glad he's dead.
Yes. Okay. Can we get that on the open? Yes.
I think he was ready to move
I'm
forward.
Glad he's
don't
dead. Jason DeRusha just said about Jimmy Carter. Wow.
So
who else would you like to see dead, Jason? 651-461-9226.
We're going to rank your top three. Me and Paul Fletcher are going to rank. So when I heard that the stock market was closed and that federal employees had the day off today, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised that now, of course, I didn't just... Oh, I was sitting on the couch and I was surprised and I did a segment. Like, this has been done for every president who passes on or every former president.
We honor them. And we come together.
I think we should honor them. I do not see why federal employees and banks.
They're not allowed to honor Jimmy Carter? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you didn't get the day off.
Mm-mm.
The police officers of Minnesota didn't get the day off. The public works people didn't get the day off. Why do the federal employee? It feels like something you would do for a king, not for.
He was the leader of the federal government, in theory, right?
He was.
Yeah.
45 years ago.
Okay, so if it was more current.
I think if it was.
So he's too old. We're going back to Jason and his ageism here. I think we've just stumbled upon it.
Is this really what we should be doing, you think?
This is what you shouldn't do as a talk show host. So I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I think that's fair. That's reasonable.
I can see both sides of the argument and say.
I was just surprised.
Because you absolutely can honor Jimmy Carter, can honor the office, honor the institution, honor Barack Obama and Donald Trump yucking it up like they just finished 18 holes.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can do that while you're at work.
That's all.
I wouldn't have found it offensive.
I'm not
if they
bothered
didn't get the
by
day
it.
Off.
So it was, and I set up the segment by saying I was afraid at first to tackle this topic because I knew what people were going to do, and they did.
Some are suggesting you're jealous. That's why you would like.
Even if this, if we all had the day, I mean, should we do that? Should
so
it be a federal holiday, like a flash federal holiday? Everybody has the day off now. You know who didn't take the day off today? Parking meter people. They're writing those tickets.
I asked him. I called in. I said, what do you think? And then I saw so many people parked in the meters because I had to come in a little bit later.
What Jimmy Carter would have wanted today.
Well, Jimmy Carter, you only would have wanted. He wanted the $6 I paid for parking. Jimmy wouldn't have wanted me to pay.
No.
For that. Right?
I do think, like, doesn't it feel strange, though? It feels like part of the beauty of this country.
I can't tell that they're off.
Wow. So you're saying federal workers make no impact on this country in any way?
Today, I will not check my mail because I believe we should get the mail 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah. And you do that as your own personal protest?
No, I just 99% of my mail is junk mail.
Yeah. I check my mail daily.
Whoop. I would rather check the text line 50 times than go get my mail to read junk mail.
You are a very deranged individual.
Well, that's true, but what does that have to do with the fact that I'm right?
Just trying to give Dave another drop.
Tell me the
I'm
last
just saying time that. Stuff. You know.
When's the last time you really got something interesting in the mail outside of holiday cards?
Well, Penthouse Letters comes to my house once a month. No, it's in a brown envelope.
I think you write those. You know, wow, Jason, you're turning 50, and boy, are you becoming a crabby old man.
Is this that crabby of a take? I think people are just unbelievably obnoxious. Like, this is a reasonable take. I'm not passionate about it. I'm not mad about it.
You did say earlier you're glad he died. It was about time.
Wasn't he, like, in hospice for 2 years?
Yeah.
Like, I think, come on.
Yeah. Well, I guess from now on, Dave, we'll make it a new segment. Who does Jason think today, January 10th, should be dead?
That's fair.
I have a list.
You know, so tomorrow we're not going to do Canopy. We'll do who does Jason think should be dead?
I just hope they are very thoroughly insured when the time comes.
Well,
with my friends, Canopy Group.
We're giving them a bonus one. You know where Canopy's not going? Southern California.
Oof.
How'd you like to lose your house?
Oh,
first of all, how devastating that would be.
Awful.
How overwhelming. And then you tried for about 2 years to get insurance, and you couldn't get insurance.
Two of our most popular states, California and Florida,
good luck
are both very difficult to get insurance.
Yep.
And I know it's popular to hate on the insurance companies, but I can't blame them. Like
they have to make a financial decision. It is not – we can – this is even the healthcare debate on where a lot of people think it should be just a given. Are we now going to start saying it should be a given that no matter what, we should all get insurance for everything we want? Like, where does that stop?
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult. And we do have a habit in this country where some of the most beautiful places to live are also the most prone to natural disasters.
Yeah, you're right.
And we keep moving more and more to the coast where coastlines are eroding. We're moving more and more into hurricane zones.
Mm-hmm.
And
our climate, however you want to say it, and I'm a believer in climate change, but it's changing. And by the way, we see it here all the time. If you want to try to convince me it happens every 200, 300, 400 years, you can go with that. And I know people believe you. I think this is different.
There's a lot of, you know, hurricanes are actually more difficult to conclusively draw a line that climate change is making things more more dramatic or more severe because you have so many things going on. One, we're moving into hurricane zones at rates that we didn't used to move. So that kind of messes with the data.
The fires, though.
The fires, there's a ton of research. It is absolutely conclusive that there are some things that just have always happened, right? California's dry, and the Santa Ana winds exist. And the warmer climate and the changing climate is a massive factor in these storms, in these fires.
mutual great friend was on with me, Jamie Ukas, in the 1 o'clock hour. She was phenomenal. I encourage people to podcast that at Chad Hartman Show. I have three topics for Jason.
Great.
We'll come back. We'll go through all three of them when we return on WCCO. It's a great song. Self-driving cars don't do snow. Goodyear says the solution is smarter tires. So it's a story in Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
You know, because in theory, we're supposed to be not driving at this point, right?
Right. Well, Goodyear says the solution is better tires, and WCCO Radio says the solution is AM radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we trust Goodyear on this topic?
Well, here's what I don't trust. I'm out on the self, because I've said for a while that I'm not going to be the first to do the self-driving car, but I would do it. Like we had Provis on right after he did it in Arizona.
Yeah, the Waymo, right?
Right.
Is that what that's called?
But if they're telling me, although it never snows anymore, so maybe this is the new winter. But if I got to drive it in January and they're admitting that the tires don't work, that's a problem.
It's not for us. It's not for us here. Alyssa has a newish car that has a cruise control that does essentially drive the car.
Really?
You have to be holding the wheel, but it
takes over.
It takes over. It's pretty impressive.
Speaking of taking over, back-to-back days, we had Lisa Damoth.
Yes.
And Melissa Hortman. I thought both conversations were
very good.
Podcastable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they both made their cases well. I didn't agree with everything both said, but not supposed to. Damoth, yesterday, I don't know the conservative podcaster, but bravo to the said conservative podcaster, says no matter what the judge says, we're not going to seat Brad Tapke. And I thought a lot of what she said the other day is right, because to me, 67-66, shockingly, that's more.
Yeah.
They should have it. Now, Hortman came back and said, as long as they agree when we get back to 67, we go to our sharing agreement. That seems fine to me.
I think that's fair.
They can't. Damoth can't say, well, we get control of the whole thing. But Lisa, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're not going to respect the judge's opinion?
It's outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Republicans must think they're going to lose this thing, and they probably should.
They're going to lose that one.
They probably should. Not only do I think it's, you know, I believe the best thing for trust in our elections would be to have a new election.
I do.
I also think it's pretty reasonable to say, like, look, we know who these 20 ballots are. It's not that difficult to figure it out.
They testify.
And all we need are four to say they voted for Tabke.
That's it.
And they've got six.
Yeah,
and
that's That's it. You were at Tommyville last night.
Yeah.
Your good friend.
Shenecker Arena.
Is the head coach.
Yes.
Man, right now, and I'm not a Tommy, unlike every other person in this town outside of
right.
Including half my friends, so I have to hear about Tommyville all the time. Man, they got it going on in a lot of stuff right now.
And they played South Dakota State is a very good basketball team, and they have three transfers in the program, two from Madison and one from Washington. And so South Dakota State is good. The Jackrabbits were good.
Yeah,
it was really good basketball. It really was.
I had two or three friends.
And the Tommies won.
Who are basketball aficionados, and they said the exact same thing. Because they know I'm kind of a snob. I'm not crazy about college ball or the NBA. And two of them said, you would have thought it was a great game.
It's hustle ball. Like, these guys, what's fun is you look at the Tommies and you're like, physically, like, you guys don't look like you have the size.
Yep.
But the hustle, like, the defense, the fast, quick hands, all that stuff, it's pretty fun.
When they get that arena, it's going to be hopping.
Oh. I mean, they had 2,000 people, I think, last night.
Yeah.
And the new arena will be 5.
It'll be fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jason will tell you who should be dead at some point, 3 to 6. Your latest construction time check. It's time for you to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor.